There's no fool like an old fool found in an English queue. Bath and West Evening Chronicle, the 14th of January, 1978. This was one of those letting off steam things. You underwent what the late Patrick Campbell used to call rigours of life, and instead of taking it out on somebody, you wrote it down in a tea break and forgot about it. Until it turned up here. Text to the party political broadcast shortly to be given by the Right Honourable Morris Dancer, the newly appointed Minister for Queues. Good evening. You will notice how crisply I said that. Good evening. I mean, I didn't drag it out. I came right out with it. Good evening. Many of you will be wondering why you need a Minister for Queues. Well, it's obvious. This is, after all, glances at board behind camera, 1978, the jet age. We must all, grins, get with it. Although we must not, of course, freak up. I mean freak off. Off out. Lose our heads. It has come to the notice of your vigilant government that many people today in this country of ours are too slow in queue. We of the Equal Speeds Commission will be doing something about this. Make no mistake about it. Take post offices. When you and I go in, all we want is a 10.5p stamp, for which we are proffering the correct money. Of course we are, but in front of us there is always some nit who wants to send a parcel of live ants to Bolivia, and renew his lawnmower licence, and blow us if he doesn't start to fill in a great big form there and then. Of course, everyone in the queue behind us nips off smartly to the three other vacant counters, and then the selfish clod pulls out a purse and starts to pay for it all in pennies, meanwhile looking very self-satisfied.
Realizes he is standing up, coughs, adjusts tie, sits down, smooths hair back into place.
Sorry about that. Got a bit carried away there. Now, banks. You go to the quick service counter to cash, as it might be, a cheque for £10, and the lady in front of you, it turns out, wants to arrange a complicated transaction that needs phone calls and the taking down of large official books. And then, when you rush to the next counter, the man queuing there suddenly opens his briefcase and takes out dozens of little bags of coins, which all have to be weighed and counted. How many times have you got to the railway station in reasonable time for the train, only to find some complacent person at the ticket counter opening negotiations for a return ticket to Vladivostok? And, of course, the clerk, instead of motioning him to the back of the queue, abets him, because it's a change from the usual cheap day returns to London. Oh, yes, I've got my eyes on the likes of him. He's the sort who whips into a garage forecourt a bumper ahead of me, and then fills his car up very slowly from the one available pump. I mean, you know how you can make those self-service pumps shoot the petrol up at a gallon every 10 seconds, but not this chap. Oh, no. He fidgets with the trigger, just in case it runs away with him. And then, when you're waiting to pay, he takes out a checkbook, very slowly asks the man what the date is, and then says, "By the way, sorry to be a nuisance, have you got a fan belt for a 1954 Austin Trundler?" And then he has the brass-bound nerve to smile in a self-satisfied way. Oh, yes, he's thinking, "I'm first in the queue, I am. Oh, yes, I can take all day if I like. Oh, yes, any more tooth-grinding out of you, matey, and I'll buy 5 pints of oil, an anorak, one of these ghastly little air fresheners, and a motoring map of Angola. Ironmonger's shops! This vermin breeds there like flies. You're waiting there with your little packet of quite simple nails, and he says to the man, 'Sorry to be a nuisance, I want a lock.' When they've shown him all the locks in the shop, he decides that he'd better go home again and measure the door. But meanwhile, could they show him some hinges? In the past, if you were to seize a length of, as it might be, 22mm copper piping from the counter and butter him with it, our antiquated legal system would have dealt severely with you. Not any more. From now on, unless they are a registered old age pensioner, you will be able to give these people what they richly deserve, and they'd better not go and moan to anyone. That'll teach them. What's the good of being in power unless you use it? That's what I say. God, I hate these people. The hours I spent standing behind women who open their shopping bags to open another bag, to open their handbag, to find their purse, to find the money to pay.
Voice off.
Are you going to be all night? I got a simple news bulletin here, and you've been going on for 20 minutes.
Thank you. Good evening.